Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been resuming our time walking through the book of Philippians together as a church on Sunday morning and in our Drivecast as well. And today, we're taking a look at chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. And in the verses leading up to these two verses, Paul has been giving the believers in Philippi a number of different encouragements and commands. He's told them to work out their salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in them. He's encouraged them to do everything without grumbling and complaining and arguing, so that they would shine like stars in the world. And he's told them to hold firmly to the word of life, to hold firmly to Jesus, to be grounded and rooted in him. But now in verse 17 and 18, as he's kind of finishing this section of thought, Paul says this, but he says, "But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and I rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." Paul uses this analogy of being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice. You see, sacrifice is a theme that runs all throughout the narrative of Scripture. We find sacrifice in the opening chapters of Scripture. When Adam and Eve sin, when they turn against God, they felt a great sense of shame and guilt because of their sin, because of their nakedness. They had been exposed. So what did God do? God shed the blood of an animal. And he took the animal and used it to cover Adam and Eve. And this was a picture of what Jesus would ultimately do on the cross. Throughout the Old Testament, we read about the sacrificial system, all the different offerings that the Israelites would bring, the sacrifices that they would make. And once a year, the high priest would bring a sacrifice to God on behalf of the people to atone for their sins, to make things right with God. And this was a practice that they would have to continue year after year after year, shedding the blood of an animal, making a sacrifice in order to atone for their sins, to be made right with God. But all of this was leading to what Jesus would ultimately accomplish on the cross. Jesus was the ultimate final sacrifice, and his blood was shed so that we can now enter into the presence of God, so that we can enter into a relationship with God. We can be forgiven and made whole and seen as pure and blameless in God's sight, not because of anything we've done or accomplished, but because of what Jesus has done on our behalf. And because of that, we no longer have to continue to make sacrifices in order to be right with God. We don't have to renew our salvation by keeping these things up. But the New Testament does talk about this idea of our lives now becoming a sacrifice, of pouring out our lives for the sake of Jesus. And this reminds me of what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. He says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." And I love that idea, that picture from Paul, that we are to be a living sacrifice, meaning that we are to die to ourselves. We are to lay aside our desires and our preferences and our very life in order to serve the Lord. And this is our true and proper worship. This is pleasing to the Lord. We no longer have to make sacrifices, but we now live as a sacrifice, laying down what we want, what we desire in order to serve Jesus. And Paul understood this. Paul's writing to the Philippians here, saying that even if his life is poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice, he is going to continue to rejoice. It brought him great joy to serve and to honor the Lord. And so I just wonder for you today, is there an area in your life that you need to offer to the Lord as a sacrifice? Something that you've been holding on to tightly, that the Lord wants you to surrender, to lay down at the altar and give him control over. Maybe it's a relationship in your life. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's an area of hidden sin. Maybe it's some kind of thought pattern that you're stuck in. But the Lord is calling you to pour your life out, to lay down your life as a living sacrifice, as your act of worship to him. So I'm going to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus has made on our behalf, laying down his life, Lord, that so that we can live. And because his blood was shed, because his body was broken, we can now enter into a relationship with you. We don't have to continue to try to atone for our sin. God, we have been made right. You see us as holy and blameless because of what Jesus has done on our behalf. And God, in response to that, because of your mercy, Lord, we want to live our lives as living sacrifices. We want to honor you in all that we do. So God, help us to do that today. It's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we ask all these things and that we pray. Amen.